The bestie in the city.
Whether we like it or not, our teenage kids are bound to experiment with life or simply misbehave the way we did. I get an apple doesn't fall far from the tree. Chances are they're going to do what you did, or even worse. So as a parent, how willing are you to be open about your shenanigans during your teenage years? Or would you rather leave them in the dark and follow your rules? Tell me. Good morning. Welcome to the show. You just joined us? Okay. Yes. Never too late. You're never too late. There's a guy called Tall Black Guy, a name he gave himself when he was in an, what do you call them? Those, digitally. That course, graphic designing, there you go. So he created a pseudonym for his project and that name stuck. Hence, he calls himself Tall Black Guy. Peace and love coming up in a short while. And my top 10 out of 10, of course, to chase the Monday blues away. Nkandla Dube, we're trying to call you. Zebra. Yes. Come on. Answer your call. Answer your phone so as we can make you famous. We're talking about the things I did in my teens. Come on, adults, speak to me. Maputi madike are. I select what I tell my kids. My fear is they will do whatever I told them and they will use me as their scapegoat. Hey, those 2000s are very challenging to deal with. I'm glad. Thank you for your honesty. How important it is that your kids know what you have done in your past. I mean, so many of us parents are fixated on having our kids think that we are innocent souls. Innocent souls growing up. However, we all know that we were once young and experimental. So why then, when our teens in particular ask us when did we start drinking, we lie. Or we hardly tell them the real truth, like how you lied that you have a school trip only to spend the entire day with your boyfriend. Do you tell them these things? Could it be that we lie because we want them not to learn from us? But if they don't learn from us, who? You know why? Because you're busy enforcing rules that they must obey. And like Maputi, you do not want to be used as a scapegoat. Reality is our kids are going to do the very same things we did. Or even worse. They are more exposed to things, thanks to technology, than we were ever exposed to. So chances are, when we talk about experimenting, it is going to be their core business. So rather than to lie to them about the fact that you started drinking at the age of 16, why not be honest? And use that as the basis for you to build an open dialogue with them. I'm going to ask you a direct question and please answer it using the hashtag the things I did in my teens. What are the things you did in your teens that your kids better not find out? Zbura via Twitter says, hey, Brati, let me tell you, it is not easy to tell your kids about your past. Imagine telling your child that you once smoked glue at school and you laughed the whole day. She'll want to try it out. And when I reprimand her, she'll say, ah, but Luena, Papa, you smoked it. Hashtag the things I did in my teens. My three teaspoons after this.
Three teaspoons on the best tea in the city.
These are the three teaspoons on why we hide the things I did in my teens. One, we fear being judged by our own kids. Yes, because most of us, we had a colorful past. And some of the things we did back then, we hope to live down. So when our teenagers ask us about our past life, we lie to them because we fear they will judge us. However, the one thing we don't realize is that when we are open and honest, okay, with them, then maybe we can prevent them from committing the same mistakes that we did without the graphic details, but the lesson. Two, why we hide the things I did in my teens? Why? We don't want to seem hypocritical. Because one of the reasons why most adults lie to their children about their past life is because they impose rules onto their kids that they themselves failed to obey. So in our teens, we boasted about how we broke the rules. Imagine if we did that. We boasted about how we broke the rules. So hiding how you used to be a delinquent, in some way, you're trying to avoid hypocrisy, saying things that you yourself didn't follow. The last teaspoon and the three teaspoons on why we hide the things I did in my teens. Well, we think we are protecting them. Protecting and worrying is what parents do. And we know that kids will do what kids do, experiment. And this feeds and satisfies their curiosity, but if not managed, it can cause permanent damage. There are things we need to shield them from, like drugs, sex, and alcohol. I mean, these are the worst vices that have destroyed many a life. So we'd rather not tell them, you know, right? So that they don't experiment. And, well, we don't also want to risk being unpopular. So it's a tough call, right? I know. So tell me, the things you did in your teens, and should your kids find out? They are so going to judge you. Senamil, Utin.
Yo, Patsy.
Yeah.
I'm not a parent as yet, but I've done very bad things in my life, and I mean bad things. And I always ask myself that, what if my child goes through the same things,
yeah,
or they do whatever that I did, you know? How am I going to be able to reprimand them and all of that? But on the other side, I don't think I can share whatever that I did in my past with them.
Yeah.
Because you know how kids are. Once you do something, they'll see it right because you're a parent. But truly, I think the right way is just guide them, you know, something like that. But telling them, and easy.
You and I know, Sinamile, that the truth has a way of coming out. What happens should it happen? God forbid that your teen has, and you know how teens and their grandmothers, right? Should your teen and your mother have a conversation about how you were as a teenager? Are you safe? Don't bring 5 rands next to me.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? 5 randa.
Mm.
Back in the day, it was a note.
Mm-hmm.
Should I see it in your purse or in your wallet, Mr. Mugwili and Mrs. Mugwili? It's gone.
Oh my God.
I used to be that boy. No, I wouldn't take the big ones. No. 5 rands. You know what do I do to this very day? I can't use 5 rand coins. I keep them.
Really?
I collect them. I don't know what it is. Ka 5 rand, Dani.
You stole, Uncle T.
I stole. There was a time in a week, 20 rands worth of 5 rands disappeared in the house. They didn't know where they went to.
You never got caught.
I knew. However, what gave it away was, why is this guy full at night? Because after playing soccer, what do? With the boys, we go and buy the quarter, and you get home, you are full.
Mm.
5 randa pella, you buy the top of the range quarter.
Cheese boy.
Yeah. That's what gave it away. And I was a teen. I mean, I think I was 12, 13.
Wow.
And my mom said to my father, "How come Karime borrow me the son of yours?"
You knew that you were doing something wrong.
I knew.
It's not your money, but I'm taking it anyway.
Yes. I knew. You?
Yeah. I mean, I think it's just embarrassing for me. It's not completely outrageous, but I never used to like bathing. Like,
would you tell that to your little one?
No. Like, see? Me and my mom you fought see? Because make it haba meat.
Yeah.
Like, proper.
Yeah.
Proper.
JJ?
I used to miss the school transport on purpose just to be fetched by my parents, like to stay behind,
wow,
play with my friends. Yeah. And I used to sleep out.
What do you mean sleep out?
At a friend's house.
How old?
They would pick me, like 13, 14 teens. They would fetch me from my friend's house, like, why didn't you tell us? They would look for me everywhere across the school. Mm. And I was never to be found.
My next question is, have you ever been caught?
Mm-mm. I've never been caught. Well, I remember I lied and I said I'm going to a friend's place, but I was going to some talent show in some other school.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah.
No, I got caught. I got whipped.
Hela, are you telling your kids to your example? As in telling your kids about the misbehaviors, the mistakes you used to make as a teenager?
The things I did as a teenager, oh, even the devil will flinch. So I will never, and easy, I will, for a while thinking, but one day, you know, heaven will freeze over before I do, hell will freeze over before I do that. They will never, ever find out what I did as a teen. Never.
Have you ever been caught? Have you ever been openly, in fact, been open about your indiscretions when you were a teen to your teens? Why? Because you want to use yourself as an example. Why is it that adults hide their past mistakes from their own children? Why? What are we so afraid of? You are caught, ne? Another story that I haven't told you is, you remember back in the day, you could lock the house phone, the landline phone? I used to have my own. They can lock theirs. It's fine. Why do adults hide past mistakes from their own children? Bafunde kubani?
Mamela, it's such a beautiful thing that you are asking. I don't have the answer. But just can I give you... No. So can I give you a statement that I say to all my friends, because it was said to me by the godmother of my children, who I'm godmother to her child, and it was said by her ex-boyfriend. I don't know why they always do it, but whenever your friends are doing that thing, you must always say to me, point me, show me an adult who has never been a teenager before.
Mm-hmm.
And then you're going to stop being so judgy to your teenagers. Show me an adult who has never been a teenager before, and then you can behave from that moral ground. Because we've all been there.
Yeah, but why don't you tell them the things you did?
No, I mean, I need respect in my household.
Hey, bye-bye.
No, come on, don't ask such questions. Bye-bye.
Take the last sip. Call us now on 086-000-00959.
I tell them about the past mistakes. This saying that says what goes around comes around. And how to tell the Kim Halman about to Arab? Why bona pain a or you drunk a gen? Keep pain with the Santa Tarona. It was Nani Kishapua Koskolong. How does a Shapua say Kishapua in the afternoon? I'm telling you, Nani Kiri Dijota Tupa. One day in Tataka and Swara. I don't forget that day. And Shapa Tataka Kadula Bekisa is Kolong, Kisa Honlu, a tank of a thing. And Rapil Kishapilum Shiman Omunkas Tulu Kam Tabula Moso Hong. I can even say so Kajen Wanaka Kili Pul just like me.
Fanny.
Peter.
Who's that, Mr. Buddha?
Shabuzet El Champ.
Kick Ren Melt.
No, I mean, unfortunately, Unkulunkulungu Sicile, Indwana, the total opposite of me.
Hi.
I used to bank school. To an extent that Nayukala a golf course for something like 3 months. She was now in La, a Kayabang Fune, they didn't know where to find me.
Hi.
I look at my name in Tor. My name is Lefkila. 2 days down the line, Palama exam, standard 5, the statutory certificate.
Yeah.
Then it was no meetings of it. Naturally, certificate is powder blue. Man, you don't have the food that opposite the left guns costed in Ihobula Corn. I used to tell him and thank him with that in Conan. You are taking education so seriously, unlike me. Meaning, I never took education seriously. It was through the mercy of God which me never through.
So we all have good boys and then.
What's wrong? That's why he has a Abujima, my witch. Why Nigeria looks so good? Meaning, I'm not saying anything now, I'm very much trying to stop it. It's about what's wrong and good in some ways and what a good lie and 17 years old. Well, I keep making it with this fellow. Look at my jeans.
We want to say, Zalen, to good.
Ah, if I see a car, like, yeah, I'm not in front of stop it, it's a little. It's a little.
But you still haven't answered my question, Fan.
Yeah, what's the question?
We are why I sell this a pants, Lentona, why I tell everything, oh, and Zilla, when, as girl.
everything to us. According to education. Everything. No go by educational bullying in our better class in Belvoir. So I'm telling you, I don't do that. Because some people to date, they hate me for having done that to them at class in.
Thank you, Profani.
I mean, I'm only my school fees, Magmeling Patale, Umetric. So, being charged advantage with Saint Pilil and Petil and Azjelan Bazon Tola Pilava, my school fees, Palanzo Trina, as Pogotela, then months down the line, so get a letter of demand from Eskela, Bafuni Maliabo, Mamma and Pig and Jeluta, Mamma Yakumbula and Niggy sleeping and Langel so naive, Waba naive, or believer than thing in Shoyo. But 10 years down the line, I explain. Everything with them and my only the story that thing I usually mal because be looking ill every time I'm in piggy labor.
Guys, we are parents now. Even when you're not a parent yet, and hopefully you have made a choice to be one, you have this conversation is going to happen when your child comes to you and says, "Ent like Angel, what have you done? Impiluin as a teenager, so I can learn from you. Are you gonna give all, or are you gonna omit some?"
Yo, I na and easy. Di ting ting kababula lang to na mara. Di ting to na ngasi kete. Imagine me telling my kids hore nkilo habali di boyfriend and luane langkesu wakila msebetsing and then the fight ile yastopa kimewaka. And this didn't happen once. It happened, I think, 3 times with different people. So and easy uncle T. Di ting ting kababula lang to na. But di ting to na, no. I don't. I won't. Unless if my mom decide to tell them one day, yes. But from my side, no.
Hello, Eliza.
Hi, T. How's it?
I'm good.
I'm okay, thank you. Mamela, I'm a single parent of 3 boys.
Ach.
My firstborn is 16, 11, 6. So I have no choice or chance to babatela or like babafisele. While I was young.
Ach.
So the young boys, when they go into puberty, ach, and I give you the handsome boys.
Yeah.
Oh, mulu, girls. From a Thomas school. Time the school, you will be called in a girl this, a girl that. Be bitched for kissing a girl, touching a girl's bum. So I had those issues from when he was in grade 5.
Handy one of it is a my.
Yay! So I had no choice but to learn the skill of sitting him down and go like, no, this is normal. This is what I did at 12.
Jesus.
This is what I did at 14. I lost my virginity at 14. The boy was 16. And this is what led to me losing the virginity. But these were the consequences. And if you continue like this, this is what can happen. Same as drugs. I mean, now I was born and bred in Alexandra. But they have the liberty of growing in town.
Yes.
So drugs are freely available here. But they were available in Alex when I was growing up. So these are the choices. They are drugs. Ecstasy. And this is what I had to go through. I had my experience with Bachi at this age, and this is what led me to. So sometimes it helps because Obafihlela does not teach them. They will learn the same thing anyway from somebody who's trapping.
Thank you, Lisa.
So, create the first-hand experience and the stories from you, because if you don't tell them, they will learn it from someone else nonetheless.
Thank you, Alisa.
Thank you. Bye.
The best tea in the city. Every Monday to Thursday from 9 to 12 p.m. on Kaya FM 95.9.